Well, good morning.
And as Christina said, we're in that interesting time between Christmas and New Year's. And for those of you who made turkey on Christmas Day, you've probably been madly Googling, what do I do with 15 kilos of extra turkey? And perhaps you're still feeling a little bit of that turkey shock. And in the foyer, if someone has a refrigerated package that they want to give to you after the service, don't accept it. It's turkey. December 29th, 2024 is coming to an end. And we're on the cusp of 2025. And I think it's one of those natural times of the year in which we take a look back and reflect on the things that have happened this year. And then probably with some anticipation, we look forward into 2025. It's a natural time of reflecting and reorienting and refocusing. And I think that's what God has for us this morning. What child is this? In 1865, William Dix wrote the carol, What Child is This? Like any song, or like most songs, there's always a backstory. And there's an interesting backstory to the lyrics and what was going on in William Dix's life at the time. William Dix was a Brit. He came from a wealthy family. He was a business person. When he turned 29, he got really sick. He was sick for a long period of time. He had a very lengthy recuperation. And during that time, he experienced deep depression, lots of darkness, lots of dreariness. Those of us who have gone through times of depression, we know the heaviness of that. That was his experience. Like many people of his day, he was a churchgoer. He would say that he believed in God. But for him, it was kind of a formal thing. During that long recuperation, though, was a time in which he began to question, what do I really believe about life? What do I really believe about this God whom I profess to believe in? What's really true? And that started during this time of darkness and during this time of recuperation, a journey of re-encounter. And he dived into the scriptures and he was just drawn by Jesus. What child is this? And he came to this new, fresh encounter with the living Lord Jesus. What child is this? What child is this, we write at the beginning, laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whose shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. William Dix's words talk about a fresh encounter with Jesus. What child is this? As we wrap 2024, and as we anticipate 2025, that is a really helpful and important question for us. What child is this? For those of us who might have believed for a long time, today is a day of fresh encounter. For those of us who are maybe still kind of on a journey, we're trying to figure out who is this Jesus. Today is a day of encountering in a new way who Jesus is. For those of us in the middle of what seems like darkness, today is the opportunity of fresh encounter. For those of us who it seems to be like we're in the midst of light, today is a fresh encounter. What child is this? Listen as I read some words from Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 1 says this, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress." And down to verse 2. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and holding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The word of God for us. What child is this? Now, I know what's going on in many of your heads, especially those of you who are fans of Handel's Messiah. You're thinking of that song, right? For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. Now, unlike Keith, I am not going to burst into song at this moment because you would be very thankful that I don't do that. I don't know if Daphne's here. I see Daphne. I'm not sure about Lois. They sang in a choir that presented Handel's Messiah this year. Anybody see that? The family would. And Daphne, I don't know if you want to stand up and, you know, give us a little rendition of that. Beautiful, powerful song, for unto us a child is born. Not only was George Frideric Handel a brilliant musician, an incredible composer, he was a good theologian and very insightful in the Word of God. In part one of the Messiah is all about the Advent. And so Handel arranges the order of the songs to culminate in the Hallelujah chorus. And even if we've never gone to something like that, we know that's the one in which everyone stands up and there's this incredible declaration of who Jesus is. Prior to that comes the song, For Unto Us. And Handel, in his brilliance, the two songs before talked about darkness. The song, Behold, Darkness Shall Cover the Earth. And then the next song, Then the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And then that song, For Unto Us. What child is this? God gives Isaiah prophecy. He gives him true words about the future, about someone who would come, a who would change everything. What child is this? Verse 6, a child is born. Starts with the promise of a baby, of a tiny human coming into the world. Don't you love tiny humans? It's kind of fun. We're in the midst of, I think, kind of a little population explosion in our church family. So we got some babies around. And remember, for example, a couple weeks ago, Lainey was there. There's something about the life of a young child. Tiny humans. Unto us a child is born. And yet, what child is this? To us a son is given. That's a very unique turn of phrase. Actually, that word given was a verb only used by what God gives in the Old Testament. In other words, this child is a gift of God whose origin is from God. There's something unusual about this child. Born, and yet originates with God. What child is this? The government shall be on his shoulders. And in verse 7, of the greatness of this government and peace there will be no end. This child shall rule everywhere, all the time, forever, everyone. Greatness. The Hebrew talks about expansion and abundance and splendor. An amazingness, if that's even a word. There will be no end, no restrictions. What child is this? Wonderful. That word wonderful is only used by Isaiah of God to describe God, that God is wonderful. He's incomprehensible. He's full of glory. He's supernatural. What child is this? Counselor. Well, a counselor is someone who we turn to when we need wisdom. And we want a counselor who's not only about words, but their life reflects what they say. Someone who embodies life and vitality and light. What child is this? Mighty God. That mighty is El Gabor. It's the champion, the hero, the warrior who has strength to deliver whoever, however, wherever, whenever. What? What are we talking about? We're talking about this little baby. Mighty God? Everlasting Father. Could translate that, the Father of eternity, possessor of life itself, the origin of all that is light and life. Feel the paradox? This tiny baby and all these descriptors? What child is this? The Prince of Peace, the ruler of Shalom, the one who brings in peace. Shalom, I think as we know, is much more than just the absence of conflict, just the absence of war. It's about the presence of the fullness of life, the way that life was meant to be, the life that should be, in relationships that are healthy and whole and are full of zest. The kingdom of God. What child is this? Years passed. Centuries slipped by, and then it happened. Into a world where Caesar thought he was the ruler of civilization, into a situation in which most people would be under the heaviness of oppression and occupation, into a village in the backside of nowhere, a child is born. What child is this? Isaiah 9:2 says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. In the West, we celebrate Christmas on the birth of Jesus on December 25th. And I think, as we all know, no one knows exactly the day and month in which Jesus was born. December 25th was chosen, probably as early as the 200s. And there are various theories given, but the consensus is that those living in the West and in the Northern Hemisphere chose a time of the year to remember the birth of Jesus that is the darkest and gloomiest, with the shortest days, often the coldest and dreariness, with the absence of life, around the winter solstice. And in Kelowna, we feel that, don't we? Just even coming this morning, it was just dark and dreary. That's about this time of year. And so early Christians chose around the winter solstice to mark the birth of this son who would come into the midst of darkness and change everything. From the winter solstice, which we've just had, things begin to change. Of those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. It's really interesting. In the book of Revelation, Jesus makes one final statement about who he is. It's fascinating. It's probably the last words. It's the words to John. It's the words to us. It's the words to his church, where he makes an I am statement. And the last part of it goes in Revelation 22, verse 16. I am the bright morning star. It's a fascinating description. I am the bright morning star. Two significances to that. First of all, it was another allusion to the Old Testament, a prophecy about the Messiah. We find that in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, that the Messiah would arise from the nation of Israel, be like a bright star to rule over the nations. And so a prophecy. And Jesus was also talking about the phenomena of the bright morning star. It's the astrophysical phenomena known of what happens around the appearance of the bright morning star. You see, as nighttime descends, the night is at its deepest and darkest between 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning. It's during the deepest and darkest time that the morning star appears. It's probably Venus on a clear night, and it's a small point of light, tiny and seemingly insignificant. Yet, from that time on, the night begins to fade back, and dawn is on the way. A Dutch writer named Boots Fard says, "The morning star seems so small that if you look through a telescope, it threatens to vanish. The tiny light seems to be unable to vanish the overpowering darkness." He goes on to say, "Yet when you see the morning star, you know that the night has been defeated. Oh, there would be 4 or 5 hours to go, but when you see the morning star, you realize it's just a matter of time until the sun arises in all its fullness. You know that the night has been defeated." He continues, "The morning star pulls the morning in behind it, just as Jesus pulls the kingdom behind him." Isn't that powerful? Of Jesus pulling in the kingdom. Long before there's any visible evidence, things begin to change. Those of you who are Tolkien fans perhaps remember the epic battle scene from the Battle of Helm's Deep in part 2 in the Two Kings, when Gandalf says, "Look to my coming on the first light of the fifth day. At dawn, look to the east." And so if you've seen the movie or read the book, there's darkness, there's this incredible battle going on. And then, as Gandalf said, there's a appearance of the light, and the forces of good come in. Many suggest that Tolkien perhaps was inspired by the prophecy of Jesus being the morning star who would come and deliver. What child is this? What child is this? As we finish 2024 and anticipate 2025, may I suggest that we ask ourselves the question, what child is this? For those of us who have faith, who have walked with Jesus for a long time, yeah, the reality is we walk into another year and we have no idea what will happen globally, nationally, in our city, certainly in our lives. What child is this? This morning, an opportunity for a fresh encounter with Jesus. Jesus who says, "Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And for those of us who might be still wondering, as you walk into a new year, it's an opportunity to, like William Dix, engage with Jesus, what he says about himself, who he says he is, that his presence can change everything. You know, today on December 29th, we're just past the winter solstice. Days are still short, but they are getting longer. The bright morning star, I'm not sure if we could see it in Kelowna last night, but the reality is dawn has come to us, even if we were standing in the middle of the night. In this life, all that Jesus is real with us. He's candid with us. He doesn't pull any punches. I love his words in John chapter 16, verse 33, where he says this, "I've told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." In the context, Jesus was about to leave. He was preparing his people, preparing us. Yeah, There's some really hard stuff because we live in a reality that's between what it was and between what it is. There's still darkness. There's still lots of hard stuff. Jesus does not promise the absence of hard things. He promises his presence. His presence, who is wonderful and counselor and mighty God and everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. Fresh encounter as we go into 2025. You know, as a response and an orientation of our lives and hearts, we have a couple of great ways of doing that as we move towards the second part of our time together. The first is to celebrate the Lord's Supper together, communion. I'm going to invite those who are servers to go to your stations now. I can invite the worship team to come up. And I should just mention again that Jack will be helping us. For anyone that has a mobility challenge that would be difficult to come to one of the stations, I just invite you to slip your hand up, and Jack will walk around and will serve you at your place. What child is this? He continues the song. William Dix says, "Nails, spears shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise a song on high. The virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary." In a moment, I'm going to invite you to stand up and to go to one of the stations and to receive the bread and to receive the cup and then take it back to your seats, and then I'll direct us to respond together. As you do so, I'd like to invite each one of us to create space, to have a conversation with God quietly, internally, to that question, what child is this? Who is Jesus this morning? What space do I have for him? What do you want to say to me? And so as we sit in that, and then as we stand and come and receive the bread and the cup, what child is this? What are you saying to God this morning? What is he saying to you? So let's stand, and when you're ready, I'll invite you to come to one of the stations.